amazing.
Yeah, and let me get some music going here. Some live Metallica.
Oh, nice.
To bring in today's newsmaker. Because we're joined today by a true broadcasting professional. Let me go to a cut that doesn't start with like 3 minutes of clapping.
There's only 2 minutes of clapping.
No, not enough.
It's got to rock more, doesn't
it? Yeah.
It does.
Sure does. Cut three. We're joined today by a true broadcasting professional in every sense of the word. A former DJ, you as I may have known him as Tim Kelly. He is now almost an executive at Infinity Broadcasting.
Wow.
And we could not be prouder of him. Please welcome program director of Philly's rock station, WYSP. Here is Mr. Timothy Sabian.
Hey, ass. West Ken, he's about a month late for a department head meeting.
Timbo, there have been some changes recently in the company.
I haven't heard of these changes. Everything's been going so well recently. God damn it. Where are my heart attack pills?
Tim, are you okay?
Hey, Don, are you a no-talent hack?
Tim Sabian, how is your health?
Let me tell you, right now, my heart is pounding like a porn star's ass.
Tim, seriously, Tim Sabian, what is your medical condition?
Well, I am high-strung. I'm over the top blood pressure. I live in constant fear. And I'm generally disliked by my peers and enemies alike.
So, Tim, how do you treat this condition?
I eat a lot of sausage.
That's right.
Have you noticed how much I look like God Brooks?
Yeah. Handsome. You're a handsome man.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
We need to wind this meeting up soon. I've got to go trim my beard compulsively again.
All right, then, Tim. Tim Sabian, first question.
Wait, asswipe. Have the lawyers cleared these questions?
Yes, they have.
Don.
Yes.
There'll be no buses or booze in this segment, right?
Right, T-Man.
That's right.
Okay, let me ask you a question first.
All right, go ahead, shoot, PD of the Week.
What the hell were you thinking with that church stunt?
Oh, no. I don't think that was us, Tim. I think that was another show.
Oh, yeah. It was that troublesome cousinette. God damn. Right. God damn, it's hard to rein in. Sometimes he reads the color-coded station liners I've written in a different order than I specified. That's right. And you ask me why I'm dying.
Tim, let me ask you something on behalf of the entire staff here. Why all the paperwork around here for your DJs?
Because only I understand what's right. That's right. For example, it's not 94WYSP. It is 94WYSP. You know, you gotta sell it, talentless bastards. You know, faceless voices that bridge my beloved Godsmack records I cherish. And speaking of that, when is your next Beatles break?
Beatles break? Tim, we are a talk show.
Really? When did you start that?
About 18 years ago with Mike.
Oh, well, congratulations. You know, I never thought I'd be programming a radio station with an all-talk midday show.
Hold on. T-Bone, we are in the afternoon slot now.
I don't think so.
Tim, you're on the air with us right now.
Whatever, Spike. Wait a minute. I'm getting some chest pain. Oh, man. Now it's past. Now we're discussing the order of records you will play today. I think it should be Puddle of Mud into Metallica. You know, after that, then you read one of my witty liners and back into another block of rock.
Tim, I don't have to tell you this. We do not play records on our show.
Well, well, well. That might be okay for the other stations, but not on 94 WYSP.
All right, Garth, Tim, we are on 94 WYSP right now.
Done, Dickweed. I am in charge here now, gentlemen, and I've received a message on my combination pacemaker pager that indicates that you, in fact, are the new afternoon show at WYSP. Congratulations. You'll be starting on September 4th.
Oh, dear.
Tim, September 4th was last week, Timbuktu, but thanks for your undying support.
Oh, boy, I wish that I was undying, but I'm going to expire. I'm going to expire faster than last week's 2% milk, you know? That's right. I spent most of my evenings at the ER. Jesus. Jesus F. Christ. I spend more time under the paddles than a ping pong ball.
Templeton, you look so healthy.
Well, that's because I wear mortician's makeup. That's right. But Don, we've got to get you more involved. What about the Eagles games?
I'd love to be on your pregame show.
Well, I was thinking more about having you play tight end and sing some songs by Tool down at the vet, you know?
Yeah.
And then you could give Coach Reed a buttock rub.
I'm not sure that I agree with that.
Hey, dude, whatever. You know, I'm just tossing ideas to see what sticks. You know, it's a think tank here at 94WYSP, the rock station.
Tim, don't you think if you were a little less hands-on, people might like you more?
Hey, washed-out DJ. You know, WYSP stands for Where You Suffer Pressure. That's right. And you better play my way or you'll be fishing with Ken.
All right, Tim, what is the first thing that you want us to do here at Afternoon Drive?
Well, move that damn football table out of the lobby. That's right. It's as useful now as an appendix.
All right, so move the foosball table. Anything else?
Yes. Bring me good ratings. You know, a bucket full of them. Big ones, goddammit. I want 10 shares. I want 20 shares. You know, I want your ratings to exceed my cholesterol count.
Now, Tim, we are simply disc jockeys. We are not miracle workers.
Don, I don't mean to interrupt, but I think I'm tasting blood right now. Do you?
Oh, no.
No, Tim, I don't taste blood, but I can see you have blood streaming out the corners of your mouth.
Oh, that old thing? I forget about it because I'm preoccupied with the fact that I cannot feel my fingers or toes.
Oh, no.
Really?
You bet, Big Cheese. I staple the latest audience research to my hands, so I can't feel a thing.
If you're just tuning in, our newsmaker of the week, we are joined by the extremely successful program director of WYSP Philadelphia, Tim Sabian.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Don, where are you? I can't see. Me, I'm blind.
Tim, you are a medical mess.
You are a mental mess.
You are grossly out of shape and near death.
Look in the mirror, Kreskin. You know? Oops! Incontinence again. Incontinence. That reminds me. We gotta play Puddle of Mud on the top of the hour.
Tim, for the last time, we are a talk show. We are on WYSP, and we play no records.
Okay, we'll see what Ken has to say about that.
Tim, we are expecting big numbers here on WYSP in Philly. You have nothing to worry about.
Well, the only numbers I'm thinking right now are 911. I'm dying here. Where are my heart attack pills? My nitro, damn it.
Tim, Listen, I don't understand this. You have such a lovely twinkle in your eyes right now.
Those are tears, you ass. I'm crying. I am dying.
Are you dying? All right, well then, Tim, tell me, what can we do to help you out in this most dire time?
Well, go get Peter, you know, the WYSP sales manager.
Yeah?
Yeah, go get him. He's tiny enough to crawl into my veins and save me. That's right. He'll eat my blockage and turn it into revenue.
Now, listen, you're talking about getting a sales manager in your blood system to eat your blockage. Is that safe?
Well, well, well. Is this your veiled attempt to get me to say I've got full-blown AIDS, huh?
We do it every week. Yes, it is, Tim.
I got it, baby. Yeah, right from... I got it right from the lead singer of Creed. Or was it Primus? Oh, wait, it was Ozzy. That's right.
It was Ozzy.
Yeah, but it makes no difference, though, because AIDS cannot kill me. You know, just the everyday stress of overreacting to small everyday details will do me in soon enough.
Tim, listen, we just want to thank you for your support here.
Hey, Don, wait. Brainstorm. I got a killer idea.
Okay.
First 9 callers right now get tickets to my funeral and a memorial black T-shirt. That's right. Winner before you can buy them. You know, you got to stick with a winner.
And win with a sticker.
Ah, there you go. That's synergy. Now, before you go on the air, Don, let's review these latest lengthy and useless rules from the legal department.
Listen now, Model T. Oh. We are on the air. We have been on the air for an hour and 15 minutes already.
Well, but not on WYSP.
Yes, Tim. Yes, we are on. We have been on WYSP.
No. I don't think so. Nothing happens here without me causing it. You know? Anyway, I gotta go. I'm flatlining, and I need to come up with 72 new radio promotions before the close of business today.
All right, well, then let me ask you, do you have any ideas for our show? Any ideas for us?
Stay away from the church. Stay away. You know? That's right. I wish you would have run that one past me before me and it happened last time. I wish you would run that past me and legal first.
Tiny Tim, for the last time, that wasn't us.
And you are?
Dr. Geronimo.
Don. Hey, Don. Damn. How long has it been? I haven't seen you since we worked at WLS over 20 years ago. Man, how's your family? And what the hell have you been up to? Are you still in radio?
He's losing it, Tim.
No.
Tim, you're losing it. I'll play along. Tim, I got out of the radio business a long time ago.
Good for you. But it's killing me, though. It is killing me. I doubt I'll make Sunday. But it was great seeing you again, but I've got to go get my newest show on the air.
Oh, you have a new show? What show is that?
Oh, man. He is a spectacular talent on duplicated programming. He goes by the moniker of the Grease Man.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man, he's a cutting edge, and he plays all my records on time.
All right, the Grease Man, what shift will he be doing?
He'll be doing afternoons, you know, wadu-doo-doo.
Hey, Bruce. Have you ever thought about the Don and Mike show for afternoons on WYSP?
No. Don got out of the business years ago. Yeah, too bad. It might have worked. You know, it was nice speaking to you, whoever you are. I can't see as my eyes are now swollen shut.
Oh. He's totally losing it. Tim, your ambulance is waiting.
Oh, great. Wheel me out of here. And good day to you, sir.
Tim, what about that foosball table?
I said good day. Oh, Warren Zevon is in the ambulance. That rocks. Play Werewolves of London as soon as I'm gone.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye, Ken. Great meeting. See you next week. See you next week at NEW.
Tim? Tim? Can you hear Tim?
I can see the light. Take me, Jesus. Take me away from all this.
Tim?
Good day to you, sir. And goodbye, Earth.
Oh, that's so
bad.
There you go.
Tim Stadium.
Program director of WYSP.
Man, it's obviously under a great deal of pressure.
Yeah.
There he goes. Yeah, the rock music following him.
Happy birthday, Tim.
Is it his birthday? Did they really?
This weekend, according to the TV monitors around the building, yeah.
Happy birthday. Well, that's our little birthday gift.
Yeah.
There you go. God. Program director Tim Sabia.
If I can pick a particularly favorite moment out, it's when he couldn't feel his fingers.
Yeah.
That's what I enjoyed the most.
Because he'd been stapling the audience research studies directly to his hands.
Fingers numb. Oh, always great to have an insider, a radio insider on the show.
Yeah. Now, do you think he's pissed or do you think he's thinking that's funny?
I bet he thinks it's funny.
I think he thinks it's funny. We will have to wait and see. We'll know soon.
Maybe he'll favor us with a visit today.
Well, I avoided that office today.
Yeah, we kind of did.
I had enough of a meeting with him yesterday.
We're kind of dancing around that, but what the heck.
Okay. Robin, we set a new record. That's a 13-page script.
Wow.
And that's, I hope you folks realize that Rob and I are now going to the trouble of not adding an extra page just with Dick Cheney, Black Robin Peter, Day. Liza
right.
Minnelli, and her 2,000 Haitian toddlers. That's out of the equation.
We who are fans of that segment appreciate that part. I like the other good stuff.
Hold on, I'm getting an instant message from my wife. Somebody please just come in here and tell me what line I use to call her.
I think you can dial out on the Pennsylvania request lines. Just dial 1 when you dial.
Okay.
Just like a regular one.
All right.
What?
Sorry to be testy. Perhaps that works, Rob.
Hey, there you go.
Listen to that.
So I just got an instant message from her. Hi, baby. We're done with the tour.
Hmm.
We'll find out now.
For the Duke.
Spoiled children across America.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hi, CP.
So how's it going with Spoiled Children Across America Part 2?
Well, we're having a good time. We're going to go to the bookstore now, and do you need knitting jerseys? I'm not sure if they use Nike or not, but we could check.
Well, you know, I do like, that's one part of this thing that I do like. I do like getting all the clothes from the colleges. So, Duke,
I
would
you... that there's Duke on it.
Yeah. Duke...
number 2 choice, he said.
Duke, as you know, is a very expensive school. Is there anything that you can possibly do to dissuade him from going there?
Oh, don't worry. I don't have to. He decided they work a little too hard here.
They work a little too hard at Duke.
Too much hard work.
That's a hard working Duke.
Yeah, it's a hard. You always work hard at Duke.
Yeah, grunting.
Hard working Duke.
Sure.
So
they have their nose to the grindstone.
So tonight, as I understand it, he will be with a girl. He's going to some girl's dorm tonight.
Yeah. You want to talk to him, Bart? Yeah.
Hello.
The girls of Duke.
Hola.
Hey.
So what's the thought about Duke?
It's a little too academically taxing. I don't feel like working that hard.
Don't feel like working that hard. And tonight you're going to be in a girl's dormitory?
It's co-ed dorms. I don't know the sex of the room I'm staying in, though.
Mm. Hmm. So you may be alone in a room with a young co-ed tonight.
No, usually about 2 or 3 co-eds per room.
So you may be in a room with 2 or 3 co-eds tonight.
Exactly.
You say co-eds like it's 1940.
Girls. I mean girls. Yeah. You might be in a room with 3 or 4 girls tonight.
And I think girls always, even though co-eds could be either male
right.
or female, co-ed has always been associated with women.
Yeah. But you're going down, you went down there really just to see a friend of yours, right?
No, I'm... exploring all my academic options.
Oh, you're such a liar. All right, and what's Mom going to have to do tonight?
Mom's going to have to sit in the hotel room by herself.
Sit in the hotel room.
All right, well, I guess the free transportation down there.
Yeah, I told you, Spoiled Children Across America Tour Part 2 at Duke University. All right, well, you know, I'm glad to hear that you're not a fan of Duke in more ways than one.
Yeah, you know how much it is a year?
How much?
$37,000.
Oh, my God.
I'm really glad you don't want to go there. I am really glad. Put Mom on.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Love you, buddy.
Hello.
Are you asking me $37,000 a year?
I know. There goes your entire cigar budget.
For that, he better get laid every day he's there. If he goes to Duke.
There's a nice thought.
If he goes to Duke. Well, actually, it is.
And he's not.
You don't approve of that.
No. And he's not. Anyway, he's not going to go there. Like I told you, I was telling you guys, it's a social stop.
Yeah.
Today is just a social stop.
Right.
Did you, honey, let me ask you, because I'd be missing a great opportunity for a gag if I asked you, how'd you like it inside Duke?
It's beautiful, you know, and it's quite old.
Really?
Does Duke smell?
No, not one little bit. It's gorgeous here. This truly is one of the most beautiful of all the colleges we've
seen. You must be wiped, though, after all, you know, touring all day.
Sorry, you're gross. You know, that's why he's not getting in here. I mean, look at what he's a legacy of. You too. I mean, there's no way. You know.
What time tomorrow are you squeezing out of there?
I was saying he's going to be in tight quarters tonight.
Oh.
All right.
I'm sorry.
You guys are so high, Brad.
I know.
All right. I love you. I miss you.
All right. I miss you too, boo-boo.
All right. Bye, baby.
Bye,
G. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Spoiled children across America continues.
And your son in a room full of co-eds tonight.
And I think they got something new for the pamphlet. Duke University, where you get laid every night.
There you go.
Hey, listen, for $37,000 a year?
Well, that not only should, he be taken care of every night he's there, but, daddy ought to get taken care of when he goes down to see the academic counselor.
Right. I should get laid every night for that amount of money.
Amen. Right outside the bookstore.
Hey, we got a break. We have counseling coming up. The Don and Mike Celebrity Counseling Couch.
Very good.
We used to call the feature Pick the Pros.
Yes.
Now it's simply the Celebrity
Counseling
Couch.
You're going to help this man.
Jim Nance.
Uh-huh. Triple Trait.
Troubled Jim Nance from CBS, the NFL Today. When we come right back, we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not me. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a B12 shot. That's what I want. I'm always messing with her knee.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dale, you gonna get a shot?
Oh, no shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you're the master of the technology of this game.
Yeah, how do you do that, man? Take all those pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
You last long enough, you'll realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to
vote. Yeah, we won't believe anybody.
You
absolutely
know that they won't let the kid down. Don and Mike.
Hear that one again one more time.
You know that they won't let the kids down.
All right.
Don and Mike.
All right, now it's time for... We turn this off. Joe, give the CBS music, please. Because it's time with the pros. Until the scabbing lead, also known as Don and Mike's Celebrity Counseling Corner. And I'm here to tell you, through all of the session work that we had with Jim Nance last week.
Yes, indeed.
You and I are both big, fat, hairy losers.
Did Jim dust us in the picks last week?
Jim got 4 out of 5.
Wow.
You got 2 out of 5.
Yeah.
I got 1 out of 5.
Oh, my God. We got hammered. Now, this is going to be a season-long thing, right?
Well, now that's...
Or do we have to pay up this week?
Jim, do you want our money now, or do you want to roll it over?
I think we need to roll that over. I didn't realize it was such a runaway, decisive victory, but I'll take it very humbly. Thank you.
Thank God we have to roll it over, because I'm not exactly liquid this week.
Jim
decided what the units were worth, but... Now that I know the standings, I think we ought to make them pretty high.
Jim, we can decide what with the amount of money we're playing for as the year goes on. The question that I have for you, Jim Nance, the man, the host of the NFL on the NFL Today on CBS. After week one, are you strutting like you should be?
Strutting?
Are you strutting?
Oh, you know, I know where you're going with that, which is awful nice to hear. We're feeling very good about things.
That's right, Jim. There you go. That's what I want
to
hear.
I think it all began for me to turn about a week ago at this time when you gave me a sudden injection there of... of confidence, you know.
there you go.
Walked out of this room looking to knock down some walls and,
yeah.
You know, you got to start in the right direction there, my
man. Yeah, and I'm telling you, you, Dion, you were right about Marino.
Right.
Excellent addition, Boomer.
No doubts, I told you, these guys can perform.
We love Boomer Esiason. Great show. Now we're going to take it. What does Emerald say, Mike? We're going to something up a notch.
We're going to kick it up a notch.
Yeah.
Bam.
Liberal saying, yeah.
We're going to kick it up a notch this week, Jimmy. Now.
You're ready to do that, guys.
Now.
We love you.
All right.
You're on the team.
Okay, now we're going to badmouth the competition.
No,
Jim, we're going to start with the smaller of the competition. We're going to start with ESPN. We're going to start, because you kill them in the ratings. You obliterate them in the ratings. The CBS show obliterates the ESPN show. We are going to start by talking about, and follow my lead here, Chris Berman. And what his farts must smell like.
Oh, God.
Now, Jim,
I set myself up for it.
Oh, dear.
Jim, I'm telling you, this is tactical warfare. Last week,
back.
Last week, we had a successful session with you. By the end of the session, you had turned it around and we said, who's the man? And you said, I'm the man.
That's right.
And you came on Sunday and you had a kick-ass show. You had a great slate of games all day leading into the U.S. Open. Beautiful weekend for CBS Sports. Big, gigantic ratings numbers. Now, week number two. It's not time to sit on your hands, Jimmy Boy.
We got a lot of work to do here.
That's right. You got a lot of work to do. And this week, right there he is in your sights, Chris Berman. Now, is there anyone more?
You lost me here. Now, what does Chris have to do with
it? He is the host of the ESPN show.
It has nothing to do with what we do.
It is host
show. And,
no.
You know, we do ours. It has nothing to do with
Jim, it is host versus host
host. This is not.
Bare knuckles fighting. You want to see him take those suit jackets off? I mean, take their shirts off and just get into the middle of the ring
and box
with Berman. And I think Jim Nance is a far fitter man than Chris Berman.
You get in that John L. Sullivan pose. You get up there with old, big, flabby Chris Berman. I'm telling you, just what it would be. Hold on, where's my sound effect?
It would be stamina.
Hold on, where's my sound effect? Let me get it. This is what it would be. Down goes Berman.
Absolutely.
Down goes Berman.
Jim, you're no stranger to the gym.
Listen, they have one thing that's going against them. It's not fair to even, you know, I'm not going to say obviously anything bad about the competition.
Go ahead, Jim.
They don't have games at 1 o'clock, so it's not fair to compare. You know,
they
do a great job with not having the benefit of having a game or games at 1 o'clock.
Jim. I don't care if they have games or not. Do they have a pregame show that's on at noon?
I assume they do, but we're busy working.
Now, Jim,
they have one starts even earlier than that. Yeah.
Yeah. So if they're on TV the same time as you're on TV, doing the same show with the same topics as you are, they are your competition. And now is the time, my friend. You're like the little boy in the backyard, and Chris Berman is an ant. And you got a magnifying glass.
You're so bad.
And now's the time, Jim, that you fry him. You fry him. Because now you know what you got on your side, Jim? You got the Big Mo. You got the momentum going with you. You got week one. I want you walking around that CBS building like you own the goddamn place. I want you walking around. I want you to walk right up to Sumner Redstone's office and you say, Sumner, I got the Big Mo.
Oh, no.
I want you to do that. I want you to go to Mel's office. You walk in and you say, Mel, I got the Big Mo.
That's a wonderful piece of advice there. Thank you so much.
How many times have you gone to Mel's office and said you got the Big Mo?
You know what? I've never had the Big Mo. I've never had it like Jimmy's got it.
Did you see it, though? Could you see the Mo from the whole team coming out last week?
Yes. And, Jim, that's why I want to hear it now.
I want now for just a moment so people aren't out there concluding that you're just kind of out here jerking us around a little bit. You really like that show.
You know what?
I told you it was going to be good.
I'm
not one to make self-serving remarks. You know that about me.
We both believe it's the best on television.
Well, we feel like we feel like it is. So there you have it.
There it is. Now that's the confidence I like to hear.
Now, here's what you got to do. You gotta lose the Boy Scouts angle. You gotta lose the Beaver Cleaver. You're the best. Say it. You know, say it, don't spray it. I mean, scream it. Baby.
And you know, it starts with the wardrobe, Don, and I think it could start with Jim Nance showing up on the set with a leather biker jacket.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't like my custom-fitted $5,000 suit last week?
Now, hold on. You know what that is right there, Jim? Right there. That's, you know what that is? That's Big Mo.
Yeah.
That's strutting, because you know
what
it is? A
little swagger.
You know what it is? You drop on Mike, that you wear a suit worth more than his entire home. I'm telling you, Jim, I don't see why you find it fair game to insult me and insult my friend Mike. You won't insult your competition. That's how you climb to the top.
Don, I don't own a home.
Well, the home you're renting.
Oh, that's true. Very good.
Well, Jim, you had a very solid show last week.
Thanks, my man.
You should be very, very proud of yourself. CBS has a great slate of games this week. Let me just ask you, Jim Nance.
Yes, sir.
Who's the man?
Well, we know this. We answered this last week.
But let me hear it again. Who's the man?
I'm the man.
You're the man. You're the man, Jimmy.
There you go.
You're the man, Nancy. And you kicked our asses in these picks last week.
That's not going to happen.
You know, I made picks on the air for the first time last week. First time they allowed me to. I think it had something to do with being, again, on Don and Mike radio show last week. So I went on.
All I know
and
is.
Stood toe to toe with Boomer and Dion and Dan.
Yeah.
And I won the week there, too.
For the first time you
actually
had.
I shared the title with Boomer last week.
You had your little name there on the bottom, a little ding.
Yeah,
there
you go. We're going to ring the bell. I won six out of eight.
Part. Six out of eight. And with us, he picked a couple of upsets. Yeah, I mean, he picked the Broncos over the Rams. He correctly picked Tennessee over the Eagles.
I did. You know, I think the one I missed was the Texans Cowboy game, right?
Yeah, we all got that one wrong.
And I know it's easy to say now in hindsight, but I am from Houston, and I'm a season ticket holder there for the Texans, although I'll never attend the game because I'm up here working, but. I wanted to go in that direction.
Now, Jim,
they put up.
Explain that to me. You know you're going to be in New York every week doing your show or on location.
Yeah.
Why buy tickets? Do you send your family?
I do have family down there, but I did it really primarily because the owner there, Bob McNair, is a friend of mine who is a remarkable, classy gentleman.
Wrong answer. Jim, you know why you did it?
Well, I wanted to do it to my support to Bob McNair.
No. You know why you did it? You know why you bought football tickets for a team that you can never see?
Because I can afford it.
And you know, he is just a rapid study. Yeah, I mean, he has come full circle. Yeah. This is great.
Jim, more importantly, why can you afford it?
Well, that's part of what
you're the man.
That's it.
You're the man.
Well, you know, by the end of these sessions, I do believe there is an outside chance that he might be approaching the level of pettiness and arrogance that you and I have possessed for years.
This is frightening to think if we do this every week for the football season, I will be the all-time anchor monster.
I hope so. I really hope so. All right, let's
see. I'm starting to tap into your vision now that you have for me.
There you go,
guys.
Jim. And like I said, you really look at the stuff on your plate. Look at who does the Masters? You do. Who does the NCAA Final Four?
Jim.
You do.
Right.
Who does the NFL Today? You do.
It's a pretty good set of events.
Please, you know what? YTM.
Who wears suits made of gold?
You do. You're the man. Who, for God's sake, is so extravagant he buys season tickets for a football team he'll never see? The great Jim Nance. You, the man, Jim Nance. Who got the Big Mo? Jim Nance.
The whole team does, though.
Yeah. Who got
the whole
it?
NFL
but you know what?
Team has the Big Mo.
Jim, who's the quarterback of that team?
Well, again,
Jim,
the quarterback in the company
Jim.
Of Dan Marino and Boomer Esiason, but yes, I am the quarterback.
There you go.
He doesn't disappoint us anymore.
There you go. Well, Jim, you are really cooking now. You're cooking.
Mike,
I want you to eat.
What's he doing over there? It sounds a little.
He's breaking a sweat, I'll tell you that right now.
I want you to get out of the building right now, go down to wherever you are, 57th Street, wherever you are, rip your shirt off, and challenge the first man to a duel. There right now, because Jim, you got it happening.
I don't have to rip my shirt off because I didn't even wear one to work today.
That's great.
All right, Nancy, here we go.
Okay, boys, here we go. Week two. Now, is this a carryover? Is it a season-long record type thing?
Absolutely.
You know, or I'll leave it up to you, Jim, if you would like to be the winner of week one.
No, don't leave it up to him. I'd like to carry it over, Don, please.
All right, Mike,
I'm not liquid this week.
All right. Five biggest games. First game, New England at the Jets. I take the Jets. Mike.
I take the Patriots.
Jim.
I'll take New England.
Why?
I just, for whatever reason, people still undervalue this team, and I think Monday night was a huge statement about, you know, how good they are, validating again that they were the Super Bowl champs a year ago. I think they're just flat out a better team than the Jets. I like them here.
Here's another big game. Denver at San Francisco. I got to go with the 49ers. Mike?
I also will pick the Niners.
There'll be no movement on that game. We'll all agree on that one.
All right. Wow, Sunday night game, real good. Oakland.
Great game.
At Pittsburgh. No way Pittsburgh starts 0-2. I'll take the Steelers.
I'm going to go with the Steelers also.
You guys just lost the game. It's Oakland. Oakland is definitely the play here.
Why?
Oakland, I think, is going to be the you know, the challenger to New England in the AFC, and I have no faith in Pittsburgh. There's a team that you know, people, including Sports Illustrated, picked them to go all the way to the Super Bowl this year, and I just didn't see it. I thought last year the stars were aligned. You know, they got Bettis to play great football for the first 11 games. They got injured late in the season. Cordell had a great year. I just don't have any faith that they're going to be able to back up that kind of year again. I think the Steelers will definitely be 0-2 here. This is one of my strongest plays of the whole week.
All right. Listen to him. One of my strongest plays. Like you're one of those schmucks on Sunday morning. I mean, not, you know, the guys that are on like 8 hours before your show.
Yeah, and the internet.
Here we go. This has to be the biggest CBS game this weekend. This has to be the game that Phil and Greg Gumbel are doing. It's got to be Miami and Indianapolis. Huge game. I'm going to take the Dolphins on the road. Mike.
I'm going to take Indianapolis.
Jimbo.
Indianapolis.
Why?
I just think that I think that there's going to be a profound difference for the Colts defensively than a year ago because of Tony Dungy's presence there. And I still, even though Miami put 49 points on the board last week, I just don't think that on the road they're going to be as productive as you might think. I think that Indianapolis can just flat out outscore people with Manning and Edger and James.
And the Monday night game.
Very difficult game for us to pick.
We really...
Especially given where you are right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you going to let all those people down that came to have a cocktail with you guys?
I know. We're going to piss off one side of our listenership or the other.
Who picked up the bar tab last night with your little social gathering there on the streets of Philadelphia?
I did. Don, I paid for the booze and Mike paid for the food.
You did?
Yeah, we out of our own pocket. And Jimmy... That's something you can do when you're the man. And can I tell you something? Mike and I are the man.
Right.
You should do the same for your...
Are you the man or the men?
We're the men.
Collectively.
The
men. Okay. Collectively.
Actually, you know, we're you know, you just put us together and we both say we're the man.
Same thing.
Yeah. All right. Philly and Washington. Monday night. Eagles. Mike.
Wow, I can't believe you did that.
Yeah.
Are you going home?
I'm picking these games because I'm trying to pick the winning teams.
You know, I've read so much about what the Eagles plan to do to the Redskins, and I think that the Redskins are going to have to adjust, but I'm going to go with the Eagles also.
Jimbo.
Well, given the fact that I have a two-game lead, two and a three-game lead, and I want Monday night to be interesting, I'm just going to take Washington just to go against you guys so I can sit there and, like, laugh at you two for 3 hours on Monday night.
So what you were saying, though, that if you were really picking, though, and you weren't just giving us a freebie here.
I could see it going either way, but given the fact you guys both took Philadelphia, I would love to. It just makes my Monday night.
And let me ask you.
Knowing that I get to spend 3 hours thinking about you guys.
Let me ask you really, though, a serious football question. With the Eagles and their game plan to blitz, 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 do you think that's going to work for them?
Well, it scares me to pick Washington here because I don't think we can draw a whole lot of conclusions off of last week. Yeah, we see that the fun and gun can work, but I think there are going to be some moments out there, some games this year where it's going to look like it's just not working. You know, I mean, Spurrier's going to be great. He's no question going to be a huge success. And Philadelphia can really mix things up defensively to make you look bad. And I mean, I think this is probably a really good play on your part taking Philadelphia here. But in the spirit of sportsmanship, I'm going to take the Redskins. Root for Spurrier. Root against you guys on Monday night.
There you go. Roll his music, Joe. Roll his music. Because
did you notice the old music was back?
Yes, I did. And I love it.
I love that music.
It was great.
It is so much better, you know, because it's what we all remember when we were kids.
Yeah, and it makes you realize it's Sunday, it's football, it's the whole thing. It's fall, it's great.
Well, what I'm going to say is the man is wearing a $5,000 suit without a shirt.
Very good.
He is the man. He will fry Chris Berman like an ant with a magnifying glass. He is Jim Nance.
Thanks,
from CBS.
Jim.
Yeah. Thank you, Jimbo. See you, my friend.
See you, guys.
Bye, Nancy.
Bye-bye. Well, there he goes. He probably, you know, he digs it. You know he digs it now. He just loves coming on here and he's getting so the funny. Lectures from you.
He's so funny, but he's coming around.
Oh, yeah.
He's coming around now.
He never would have given those answers a year ago. You know,
sure.
I'm a man. I'm the man. We got the big Mo.
But the funny thing is the way he handles it. He says, well, that's the kind of behavior you can expect when you are the man.
I know. It's great. Fantastic.
And he's throwing out facts like the $5,000 suit.
Yeah, laid that one right in my lap.
Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. Well, you didn't like my $5,000 suit. Oh, God.
He's funny. At some point, I know we're going to have Madden on, and we always have Madden on a couple times a year. We're going to really have to decide if we want to have rotating guys who might be good or might suck.
Right.
We just want to stick with old Nancy.
Every week.
But he's willing to do it. I mean, he's pretty high profile.
Yeah.
I mean, he's, you know, he is the man.
When you have a serious football question, you can answer that, too. But I like the psychotherapy.
And I am going to credit Mike for reading some newspaper somewhere that told you that the Eagles were going to blitz on Monday night.
Yeah, I like that. But, I always said as far as the Redskins, and I hate to not believe in the Redskins, but I will tell you that I thought that in the NFL, unlike the college ranks, that teams are going to adjust to Steve Spurrier, and they're going to beat him.
I have just been reminded via instant message from someone at Fox Broadcasting that we are close friends with James Brown.
Ah, yes, we are.
Yeah. But, you know, allow us to gush, because, frankly, JB does not need my Tony Robbins-like lectures to get up for a broadcast on Sunday. You know what I mean? James Brown, whoever, I don't know.
So funny about you saying that. You are the man. It's like man needs it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
He does.
Yeah. It's like, oh, man, I'm really nervous about this broadcast. Let me call Don.
Yes, I am the man. Thank you, Don.
Anyway, yes, we also are very fond of James Brown.
He gets on the phone with us and goes, oh, I feel great now. I'm so ready. I wasn't ready before. I was moping around the office.
That's right. And now I'm indicative doing behavior that I'm the man.
Thank you so much. He calls after the segment. Don, thanks again.
And do you think he had a clue that last week I was at the Redskins game and never even saw any of the pregame shows?
But does it matter since I watched them all?
The greatest thing is he said, did you notice the music was back at all three of us? Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Makes it with the music. Fantastic. And that suit was beautiful.
Jim Nance, the one, the only. Okay, we're up on a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Are you in the mafia?
Am I in the what?
Whatever you want to call it. Organized crime.
That's total crap. Who told you that?
Dad, I've lived in the house all my life. I've seen police come with warrants. I've seen you going out at 3 in the morning.
So you never seen Doc Cusimano go out at 3 in the morning on a call?
Did the Cusimano kids ever find $50,000 in Krugerrands and a .45 automatic while they were hunting for Easter eggs?
I'm in the waste management business. Everybody immediately assumes you're mobbed up. It's a stereotype, and it's offensive. And you're the last person I would want to perpetuate it.
Fine.
There is no mafia.
The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz Burbank likes the jumbo, but he loves the Don and Mike Show.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Big weekend here. Mike's going to Las Vegas for the Oscar de la Hoya fight.
Yeah, looking forward to that tomorrow night.
Nice piece of payola from HBO.
Amen.
And we hear about that on Monday's episode. Let me see. I'm going to be, on that college thing with my kid Ann. And the bar mitzvah tomorrow night, I'll head
in your tuxedo.
Tell you about that on Monday. Monday night, splitting my time equally now between the Eagles broadcast and the Redskins broadcast.
That is going to be a sticky wicket.
Yeah. We'll be doing stuff in the first half for the Eagles, stuff in the second half for the Redskins.
Very cool.
Because that's the kind of two-faced prick I am.
And don't forget, like you said to Jim Nance, go ahead, say it, Don.
You the man.
No. You're supposed to say you're the man.
Oh, I'm the man.
That's right.
I'm the man. And we, next week, Wednesday we'll be back in Philly. Stones are at the Vet.
Right.
And Wednesday night, we are going to be at Legends doing a live show. We're going to be giving away Stones tickets, and we're going to be doing our What Would You Do for Stones tickets contest.
Ah, yes. Sounds simple, but it's oh so wonderful.
And it's going to be the first time we've ever done it in public.
Yes.
So that's something to look forward to next week. That's Wednesday and Friday. Back in D.C. We're going to be back and forth between the two cities all next week,
mm-hmm.
starting in Washington, then going to Philly, and coming back to Washington. Friday, if you listen to the show on WJFK 106.7 FM, we will be doing the march down Main Street.
It'll be a fantastic time, yeah.
Just like the party we had last night for the guys in Philly.
A lot of fun.
D.C., you have your party coming. We will never forget about you. That's Friday night, a week from tonight.
Amen.
I think I covered it all.
Think so.
And Rob's wife is having a C-section on September 30th.
Yes, that is a scheduled C-section because, shocker, the baby is a big one.
No.
That's all the news. Now, I just got to lean over and hit this button. Get a Friday favor.
Now on JFK with cash for you and me.
There you go. The biggest event of the weekend.
How you doing?
Perhaps the biggest event of the weekend is the fact that the Sopranos finally are back on.
I just made it in here.
Yeah. Where were you, Tony?
I was taking a dump. I swear to God. Look at the sweat on my forehead.
Have a nice Duke.
Oh, it was nasty. Horrible. I've had a real problem down there. You know what I mean? It's been very difficult. All the pressure, all the stuff that I got to deal with, you know, people coming over with the autograph. And, hey, the show hasn't been on for a few years. Years, you know, they all want to talk to me and all that crap and all that. It's just been tough. It's been tough, but it's good to be here. How you doing?
So what can we look forward to on the season premiere of The Sopranos?
I got
to
give you the pat answer. I can't tell you. You have to watch the show. You got to be like everybody else. Watch the show.
But you know.
Come on, Don. We go back a long way, don't we?
But you know.
Yeah.
You know the plot.
I know the plot. It's going to be not disappointing, okay? It's going to be something you like. You like it. You guarantee it. I guarantee you'll like the show. It'll be fantastic for you, your friends, your family. Get everybody around the television set watching it. Eat some nachos. Have a good time.
You know who's really looking forward to it?
Where'd the boy go?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Robbie's out in he's out of the hallway.
Where the hell is he?
Is
he walk out or come walking on the studio? He goes, he just splits? What kind of respect is that? I walk out, it takes 5 minutes, I come in here, finally, it takes me a long time to get down here from Jersey. I basically drive into your studios in Philadelphia. He walks?
I'm sure he meant no
disrespect. He's coming back in now.
So. Hey, Johnny.
Is he going to be gone for the whole day? What the hell are you doing? I just walk in here, you just come out and you walk out of there. You never walk out. Let me explain something to you.
All right?
I don't care how many babies you have.
Right.
You never walk out on me in the studio. You understand me?
I came back.
That's it. You're as bad as him with AJ.
No way.
I'm going to tell you right now, that really pisses me off. I don't like that. You'll end up on the, you know, on the Stu Gods.
Well, how about this?
What?
I'll never do it again, but him you got to watch.
I gotta keep my eyes on that.
I never did it in the first
place. I don't like the fact that I got to do the broadcast with the back to you, because you are something very, very evil, my friend.
No.
You are
no.
something very, very evil. You're dark. You're a lousy kind of eel, reptile.
Anyone who doesn't know what Tony is referring to.
Don't do this again.
You're an eel.
Buzz found an episode of The Sopranos, a very erotic.
He's Steely, this guy.
An episode where young AJ's coming out of the
room.
What he does.
Jeez, I tell you right now, Jesus Christ, I'd like to bury him with lime. I'd like to pour the lime on his head while he's still breathing.
He turned it into a screensaver on his computer.
He just lay sitting there all day long staring at Robert Eiler's nipples.
No, I don't.
Made me sick to my stomach, I'll tell you right
now. It's not true, Tony.
You lusted for AJ's hairless torso.
No, I did not. No, that's something Don said. He's trying to set me up.
You hump.
I've been framed.
Yeah, I got my eyes on you, but I don't care, but it's a good week.
Yeah.
Finally, we satisfy all those people that have been saying, hey, why are you doing so long? You know, I say, we're going to come on, we're going to do the show, okay?
Can I please speak to James Gandolfini?
Hold on a second. You always got to talk to him. Hold on. Jimmy,
Tony Soprano is a character played by the actor.
Let me get the microphone over to him.
That's right.
The actor is James Gandolfini.
Hi.
Hey. How you doing?
I'm great. Great. How are you? How have you been?
Fantastic.
I trust you had a good summer.
Why is it taking so damn long to get this show on the air?
You know, I don't know. It frustrates all of us in the cast. We really try to we try to do as many quality episodes as we can because we think it's very good television. But one of the problems with the with maintaining the quality is the frequency of airing episodes. And I know that you're frustrated, and I share your frustration.
Do you mind the fact that we do that joke with Buzz about Buzz with AJ?
Not at all. I understand what you're all about. You've got your comedy that you do, and I know that the politically incorrect aspect of your show is very significant to what you do. Robert, would you get me a water, please?
Robert, would you get him a water, please?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. No, I'm all set. Thank you very much. Everything's fine. Thanks a lot, Robert. How have you been? I understand your son's looking at Duke. It's a fine school.
I don't want him to go there. It costs too much.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. How you doing?
Mike Elston. Good guy.
Good to see you.
Mm-hmm. Who's your agent?
My agent? He's not vigorous. He's not vigorous at all.
You know,
how are you?
People have to be surprised.
You're looking well.
When they meet you, the real James Gandolfini, that you're really nothing like Tony Soprano.
I was saying to my agent, Esther Newberry, just the other day that people are amazed that I do that character. But, it's not anything that I can't handle. It's something that I truly enjoy, and I find it very, very refreshing.
Great job.
Can I talk to Tony again?
Absolutely. And can I please send my sympathies out to the late Lady Marchand? Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
what was that? Would you like to get Tony back?
Yeah, I played the wrong tape. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm over here. There we go.
Hey,
I was over the corner picking my nose while you're talking to that faggot. There we go. There. You got a? Can I smoke a cigar in here?
Of course you can.
Fantastic. That's good. Don't worry. You don't get it. Sit down.
No, I'm gonna go over here.
Jesus Christ! You what? You got ants in your pants? Guy's up and down more than the stock market. I swear to God, this guy.
He's up and down more than one of your
Maroni.
What are your guans?
My guman.
It's been so long. I forgot the guman.
I got that Russian chicken, and I got the. We're bringing her back. You know the lady that I banged.
Oh, for you.
Hello, mommy. We're bringing her back, the lady that I banged at the Mercedes dealership.
Okay.
Oh, the one that,
they're not going to have to scrape the nipples off the seats. That's a good seat. Ain't it a great? Like, so you all psyched? Everybody,
yeah,
we're the talk of the country.
Can't
we're
wait.
The talk of the country. Everybody's all excited about us. They're all really jacked. You know, I just, I blow it off. I don't think it's that big a deal.
We were talking to Jim.
Yeah.
About this thing with Buzz and AJ.
Yeah, Sissy Boy. Sissy, what's Sissy Boy say about AJ?
No,
I bet he said he didn't care, right?
Yeah, he said he understood that it was a politically incorrect joke.
Oh, man. You got anything to eat around here?
I think we do.
I'm serious about that. I want some food. I'm dying for I'd kill for a dreamsicle right now.
We had a tray of something around here, but I think it's gone now.
That mini-skirted mom sure was sexy.
Big family. No, we never.
It's October. We all know what that means.
We never edit Tony's thoughts.
Tony's thoughts. That's great. Tony's Look Around Cafe. We're doing all Larry Sanders things. We're all going out of our minds.
You cannot beat that missionary.
There you go. Be back. Bags ready, hot of the airbags are going to explode. I love that show. Larry Sanders.
Yeah. What? I don't want to see your car again.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
Really good show. It's a pleasure to be on HBO. It's a pleasure to have something to do with you guys. I'm having a great time. So how you been?
I've been on top of it. Well, look at us.
Yeah.
We're back in our old time spot again.
This is where you belong. Let me tell you something right now. You belong here.
Yeah.
This is where you're supposed to be. Fantastic. This is where you're supposed to be. Thank you.
Oh, I got
it. Mystery. Boy, I hope I don't gain weight. There we go.
What did you get?
Huh?
What did you get doing?
Gave me a mint. But I'm upset. I'm upset about James, what he had to say about Anthony, because I don't think it's fair. But I know why he said it.
Why?
He's a fag. That's why he said it. He's a big fag. Take care of him. I'll take him out on the Stugas. Put him in a bag. Make him fish food. See how he likes it. Man, we ought to whack him. I should have whacked him a long time ago. I don't like him.
Yeah, I told you, James, again.
Yeah, hey, Jimmy! Come on, back over. He's over the corner. Yeah, giving me the look. Don't give me the hang dog. Here's a microphone. Take it over. Thank you.
Fine.
Thank you, Tony. He's such a bore.
Now, why can't you just control these two personalities?
No. It's very, very frustrating. You know, I'm an actor, and I'm somebody that's done acting for most of my life, and he has somehow taken over me, and it's very difficult to be in my own skin when this type of thing is happening. But I'm very excited about the project, even though I feel that sometimes The Sopranos pushes the extreme of violence on television.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're worried about that, huh, James?
Well, occasionally Tony's motivation is deeply rooted in homoerotic tendencies, and I think that that's where the anger comes from.
Would you agree?
Not lying. That's where the anger comes from.
Would you agree that perhaps he even might have an Oedipus complex?
I think the mother situation is something that really troubled him.
Oh, poor you!
Nancy Marchand and you know, and her ass play was something that I understand he was very, very committed to. It was it's very, very frustrating. But I've got so many other projects. I you know, enlighten you as to what those projects are. The Mexican with the
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts and Brad Pitt. Fantastic.
And you've played a faggot in Mexican.
Well, I've got a new project that I'm working on. It's a redo. We're actually making a new version of the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Ah,
and I will be playing I'll be playing all of the characters. I am truly looking forward to
it. I need to talk to Tony again.
Hold on just a second. Anthony, would you come over to the microphone?
Here I am.
What the hell is happening?
All right.
All right.
Hear what he said?
Yeah, it's going to be the Rocky Horror Picture Show. My ass.
My ass he is. He's not going to do any of that. There's not a chance that he's going to do that. He is such a pussy. I swear to God, he's pure pussy.
Sure.
Big fag.
Minted pussy.
You know, I just thought it was...